This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it will no longer abide by any of the limits of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as the Islamic Republic and the United States trade hostile messages following the killing of a top Iranian general in an American airstrike. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded streets in Iran Sunday to walk alongside a casket carrying the remains of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. He was the leader of its Expeditionary Quds Force, which organizes Tehran's proxy forces around the Middle East. Iran's parliament opened with lawmakers chanting, "Death to America." Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said President Trump had committed a big crime. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
"We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers."
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament is calling for the expulsion of U.S. troops from the country in response to the attack. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Secretary of State Pompeo on Sunday defended the drone attack that killed Soleimani, but refused to publicly offer any evidence supporting the American claim that he posed an imminent threat to U.S. forces and officials in the Mideast. Islamic extremists killed three U.S. military personnel Sunday when they attacked a military base used by the U.S. and Kenyan forces along the border with Somalia. The extremists stormed past a perimeter surrounding the Manda Bay airfield, destroying several U.S. aircraft and a number of vehicles before U.S. and Kenyan forces beat them back. U.S. Africa Command says the three killed were a U.S. service member and two contractors. Two other contractors were wounded. Al-Shabaab militant group is claiming responsibility. You're listening to VOA News. Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Cooler temperatures and lighter winds on Sunday brought little relief from the fires that firefighters have battled for weeks. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Finally, some respite for residents in southern parts of Australia, as cooler temperatures and some much-needed rain mean an easing for now from the devastating bushfires that have raged throughout the region. Evacuations are continuing as thick smoke still hangs in the air. In the town of Eden in New South Wales, residents hung on to what belongings they could and waited for buses and boats to take them to safety. Similar scenes in other small towns across the state saw residents wait for news of what remains of their homes and businesses. Initial estimates put damaged or destroyed properties in the hundreds, but authorities said that the mass evacuations by residents of at-risk areas appear to have prevented major loss of life.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Pro-government legislators seized control of Venezuela's opposition-dominated legislature on Sunday, moving to install a backer of President Nicolas Maduro as National Assembly president. Meanwhile, government security forces blocked opposition lawmakers from entering the building. The political opposition denounced the move as illegitimate. They see it as a bid to undermine the authority of Assembly President Juan Guaido, who is seen by the United States and nearly 60 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Guaido had been expected to be re-elected Sunday to a second one-year term as National Assembly president in a scheduled vote, giving the opposition's strong majority in the chamber. Instead, Guaido found himself trying unsuccessfully to clamber over a spiked fence to reach the assembly, tearing his suit jacket and tussling with security forces. He then delivered a lengthy denunciation of the government during a press conference. The Golden Globes, the first big awards show of the season and a test of likely Oscar contenders, will be given out tonight in L.A. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Not afraid of tough guys, are you?
Will The Irishman win Best Film Drama in a close race against Joker, Marriage Story, The Two Popes? There's also 1917 in that category. As for Best Film Comedy or Musical,
that's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is getting a lot of buzz. It's up against Dolomite Is My Name, Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, and Rocket Man.
They pay to see Elton John.
The Globes are voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.